Hey there, deep divers. Welcome back. Ready for another deep dive. Today, it's all about personal boundaries.
Ooh, interesting.
We'll be looking at a beginner's guide to setting healthy boundaries.
I have to say, while I was prepping, I found some stuff pretty surprising in there. Like how even setting limits for kids, telling them not to scream at the breakfast table, that's even a type of boundary setting.
Oh, absolutely.
It really is everywhere, isn't it?
It really is. It's in every single interaction that you have with anyone, really, but particularly in close relationships, like with your family, your friends, people you work with.
So how does this guide define personal boundaries then?
It says they're the limits we set to protect our well-being.
Okay.
So they define where you end and the other person begins.
It's like creating that separation.
Exactly.
Like your own little bubble, but for everything.
Yeah.
Not just like personal space.
Exactly.
So why is this separation so important? Well, it allows you to honor your own needs and your feelings without feeling like you're responsible for everyone else's. It's really about recognizing that you are separate. With your own thoughts and feelings, your own limits.
Right.
And you deserve to protect that space, just like you wouldn't want someone in your physical space all the time. You don't want them in your mental and emotional space all the time either.
Ooh, I like that. Protecting your own space.
It's a key part of self-care, and it stops you from getting overwhelmed and burnt out.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like you were saying earlier about setting those boundaries with kids at breakfast.
Yeah.
That's not just about everyone having a peaceful breakfast.
No.
It's about teaching them that, you know, their actions have an impact on other people.
Exactly.
And there are limits to what's acceptable.
Exactly. It helps them to develop self-control and respect for others.
Yeah. And for the parents, like you said, keeps them sane.
Exactly.
It's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
Yeah. I've definitely been in situations where I felt like I was bending over backwards for other people.
Yeah.
And neglecting my own needs.
Right.
And I ended up feeling resentful and exhausted.
Yes.
And thinking about it now, I can totally see how having stronger boundaries would have helped.
It's so common. People struggle with setting healthy boundaries because they worry that it makes them selfish.
Right.
Or uncaring. But actually, healthy boundaries are the foundation of good relationships.
Okay. So it's not about building walls and shutting people out.
No.
It's more about finding that sweet spot where you can protect your own well-being.
Exactly.
But still be open to connecting with others.
Yeah. You don't want to be too rigid or too loose.
Okay.
And the guide actually talks about how if you're too rigid with those boundaries, that can lead to isolation and shallow relationships.
So it's finding that balance.
Finding the balance. Yeah.
So if these balanced boundaries are so beneficial, why do we struggle so much with it?
Well, it's often because of deep-seated fears. Like a lot of people are really afraid of confrontation.
Right.
So they avoid conflict at all costs, even if it means sacrificing their own needs.
And some people need to be in control.
Yes. Some people have a real need for control, and that can come from how they were raised or maybe from past experiences.
So you've got the people pleasers on one side and the control freaks on the other.
Exactly.
Both extremes.
And both are harmful. It's about finding that middle ground where you honor your own needs, but are still considerate of other people.
Okay, so where do we even begin?
Yeah.
How do we start figuring out, you know, which boundaries need work?
Well, that's where self-awareness comes in. You need to start paying attention to when you feel resentful or drained.
Okay.
Or taken advantage of. Those are all signs that maybe a boundary's been crossed.
Okay, so say we figured that out. We know where our boundaries need work. What then? How do we actually go about setting them? Especially with people who are used to us being a certain way.
Yeah. The beginner's guide actually breaks it down into some really manageable steps, and it gives specific scenarios for all different kinds of relationships, so you can see how to set boundaries.
I think a lot of people get stuck on the how.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say no without feeling like a jerk? How do you stand up for your needs without starting a huge fight?
Absolutely. And it really emphasizes the importance of clear communication. You know, stating your needs clearly and confidently without apologizing.
Oh, interesting.
Or over-explaining.
Okay.
And it reminds us that you're not trying to control other people when you set a boundary.
Right.
You're just taking responsibility for your own well-being.
So it's about owning your no.
It's about owning your no. Absolutely. And it's okay to say no without feeling guilty. It's okay to put your own needs first. And it's okay to walk away if you feel like you're being disrespected.
It sounds like setting boundaries with family can be a bit tricky, though.
Oh, yeah.
The guide had a whole section on that. What really stood out to you about that?
Well, for parents, they really emphasized setting clear expectations and limits with their kids. Even small things like having a regular bedtime or, rules around screen time.
Right.
That can help kids feel more secure and give parents some peace of mind.
Oh, I remember when I was trying to set some boundaries with my mom about how often she called me. She was calling me like multiple times a day. And I love talking to her.
Of course, yeah.
But it was just getting to be too much.
Yeah.
So I finally had to say, Mom, I love you. I love hearing from you, but can we maybe talk like every other day?
How'd she take it?
At first, she was a bit hurt.
Yeah.
But I explained that I needed time to focus on work and just my own stuff. And once she understood, I wasn't rejecting her. I just had my own needs. She was totally fine with it.
That's a great example of how just being honest can really help you create healthy boundaries. It's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it.
Okay, let's talk about romantic relationships. Oh. Things can get pretty complicated there, can't they, when it comes to setting boundaries?
Oh, for sure. The guide really highlights how important it is to be open about your needs and your expectations. Right. And it says it's super important to set those boundaries early on before things get too messy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Way easier to set those expectations early.
It is much easier. Yes.
So what are some things couples might need to set boundaries around?
Oh, so many things. You know how you spend your free time or money? How much physical affection you're comfortable with? Even how you argue?
I thought it was interesting how the guide emphasized that you shouldn't try to change your partner.
Yes.
Like it's about respecting them for who they are while also staying true to yourself.
That's so important. You can't force someone to change. And if you try, it just creates resentment.
Yeah.
Healthy boundaries are about, coexisting, even when you have differences.
Right.
And if those differences are too big or your partner just isn't respecting your boundaries, that could be a sign that the relationship just isn't the right fit.
Ooh, that's a tough one. And while we're talking about tough conversations, let's not forget about work.
Right.
I think we've all been there, where work is bleeding into every other part of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
So what does the guide say about setting boundaries at work?
Well, it says you should be clear about when you're working and when you're not, and stick to those boundaries as much as possible.
Okay.
And it says you should be careful about which projects you take on.
Right.
And learn to say no when you're already feeling overwhelmed. And it really emphasizes taking breaks, using your vacation time, making sure you have some separation between your work and your personal life.
I've definitely been guilty of answering work emails late at night and feeling like I have to work on weekends.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But the guide made me realize that always being on actually makes me less productive.
Yeah.
It's like I'm running on fumes.
Yeah, you need time to recharge.
I do.
You're not a machine, and having boundaries actually makes you better at your job.
Okay.
Not worse.
This has been a whirlwind tour of boundaries.
It has.
But it's been great. I'm already feeling more empowered.
You don't have to do everything at once, though.
Right.
The guide says you should start with just one relationship and focus on making small changes.
So what's a good first step for someone who's feeling overwhelmed?
Just pick one area where you feel like your boundaries are weak. It could be with a family member or your partner, your boss.
Okay.
And then think of one small change you could make, like maybe setting a time limit for phone calls or saying no to an extra project at work or speaking up when something's bothering you.
That's great advice. Start small. But what about when we meet resistance? Because that's going to happen, isn't it?
It's bound to happen. Yeah, especially when people are used to you always saying yes.
Right.
Or, not really having strong boundaries.
So how do we deal with that without, slipping back into old patterns?
Well, the guide talks about this. It reminds us to stay calm.
Okay.
And just clearly and firmly repeat the boundary.
Okay.
You don't have to apologize. And you don't have to over-explain.
It's like we're drawing a line in the sand
yeah.
and standing our ground.
Exactly. And, the guide reminds us that we're not responsible for how other people react to our boundaries.
That's a hard one.
It is, yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in trying to keep everyone happy.
Yeah, it's so easy to want to avoid conflict.
Yeah.
But the more you practice setting boundaries and holding firm,
okay,
the easier it gets. And remember, it's not about being rigid or inflexible.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do need to be a little flexible.
So it's not like building a wall.
No.
It's more like having a gate that you can open and close as needed.
That's a great way to put it. It's about finding that balance between your own needs and being considerate of others.
Right.
There might be times when it makes sense to bend a boundary. But it should be a conscious choice,
right.
not just a reaction to pressure or guilt.
This has been so eye-opening.
It had.
I'm really starting to see boundaries in a whole new light.
Yeah.
It's about self-respect.
Absolutely.
And creating healthy relationships.
The guide says that setting boundaries is a journey,
okay,
not a destination.
Right.
It's about growing and changing.
Makes sense.
And it takes time and practice.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. Yeah. And every time you take a step towards honoring your needs,
yeah,
you're taking a step towards a more fulfilling life.
This deep dive has been awesome. I've learned so much.
Yeah.
Is there one key takeaway you hope listeners will remember?
I think the most important thing to remember is that setting boundaries is about taking care of yourself.
Okay.
It's not selfish. It's essential for your well-being.
Right.
And as you start to set those boundaries, just be patient with yourself, celebrate those small victories,
yeah,
and remember that you deserve to be protected.
I love that. And on that note, I want to leave you with a final thought-provoking question from the guide. How might your upbringing be influencing your boundary setting today?
That's a good one.
It's definitely something to think about as we continue on this journey of creating healthier and more fulfilling relationships. Until next time, deep divers.